Oh, yeah.
Vibe,
yeah. Vibe check.
Vibe check.
Your vibe is in need of checking.
Greetings.
Hi.
This is Tef Talk with Kat Ava.
Kat and Ava.
Also, we're kind of new at this, so like, we're going to sound really weird.
Be nice.
Hi, I'm Stephanie, better known as Tef.
I'm Kat.
And I'm Ava.
And I'm your special guest, Aunt Penna.
And welcome to Tef Talk.
So as you can see, we have our very first special guest time.
Hi.
So today, since Halloween's coming up, we thought, what better to celebrate Halloween than to do a March Madness-style bracket, but for Halloween candy.
Ava made like a whole like...
It's like a legit bracket.
It's a bracket.
It's a whole bracket. And you can't see, but the winning box is shaped like a candy bar with a little candy crown on top, and it's really cute.
Okay.
That's cool.
So one side here, King Candy, like from Wreck-It Ralph. On the left side, we have...
Yeah, not from Candyland.
Not from Candyland.
Not from Candyland.
Cat.
Sorry.
It's okay. So on the left, we have all our chocolate candies. We got Twix, Hershey's, Reese's, Three Musketeers, Kit Kat, Milky Way, Snickers, M&M's. And then on the right, we got all our fruity candies. Nerds, Generic Lollipop, Starburst, Skittles, Laffy Taffy, Airhead Extremes, Sour Patch Kids, and Swedish Fish.
Wait, question really quick. What's the difference between Airheads and then Airheads Extremes?
Airheads Extremes are the little rainbow sour squares.
Oh, that changes.
That changes the game, right?
Those are so good.
Right? Okay.
Do you want to start with chocolate?
Yeah, we're going to start with chocolate. So the first little face-off here is Twix versus Hershey's.
It's pretty hard.
No brainer. Are you kidding?
I think so, because like Hershey's is like the generic chocolate bar. Like,
you really can't go wrong with that.
If I was like, I want chocolate, I wouldn't go for a Twix. I'd go for a Hershey bar.
Yeah,
if I had the option between the two and I just wanted chocolate, I'd go for the Hershey bar.
Yeah, but it's Halloween.
Right. He's right.
Oh, it was Halloween.
It's Halloween. This
and
is
like,
Halloween candy.
Someone's like, oh, you want a Twix or a Hershey bar?
I'm taking the Twix.
The Hershey bars are pretty good.
You're taking the Twix.
Not to like dump on Hershey bars, but like.
Okay, vote time.
I got the Twix.
Vote time. I'm going Twix.
Twix.
I guess Twix, yeah.
Okay.
That should have been
unanimous.
So next we have Reese's versus Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers.
Are you out of your mind? No, I'm not. They're delicious.
You're a fool.
Okay.
What does nougat have that peanut butter doesn't?
Chocolate.
Nougat is not chocolate.
What the hell is it then?
it's just nougat. It's like this weird like textured.
I mean, I don't
bad.
Mind.
I thought
Three
it was
Musketeers.
Mousse. What's?
I don't mind Three Musketeers. Like, it's
I
not
like
bad.
Them. All right, like.
Okay, I like
the
Three Musketeers.
The fun-sized Three Musketeers are good.
Yeah, like the like small ones. Yeah.
I like the small ones. Like,
okay,
I can't eat a whole bar of Three Musketeers.
Right, yes, we're voting.
If I had an option, I don't like Reese's.
I do not like them.
That is disgusting.
You're disgusting.
The packaging for Reese's also is so much more satisfying. Although I don't really appreciate the little white like cup thing that it comes in.
I also
in,
don't
like...
appreciate how much garbage is inside of a Reese's.
Oh, my
like,
God.
There's so much waste. It's just... Oh.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You have the little cardboard thing, then you have the little wrappers.
Oh, I thought you just meant peanut butter.
I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every single day. Why would I say that?
Because, I don't know, you're a strange boy. You're picking Three Musketeers over Reese's.
All right, we're voting now.
All right.
Okay.
Reese's.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the ant's weird.
No, I agree.
Reese's won. It moves on to the next round.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Kit Kat versus Milky Way. There is a correct answer.
Milky Way.
Kit Kat.
Milky Way.
Kit Kat.
Oh no.
That was
all
hard.
Right, let's
honestly
fight it
like
out.
I don't know. I feel like
Milky Ways
just,
are so good.
I love Kit Kats.
I
but
love
like
Kit Kats. Milky Ways are good. Kind of.
Kit Kats
but,
are boring.
Okay, but Milky Way is like just the like weird middle child between Three Musketeers and Twix.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a Three Musketeers with caramel and a Twix without the cookie. What does it have that Twix can't offer?
Nougat.
Nougat is bad.
Oh my
it's
God.
Good. I like it in the Milky Way. I think I vote Milky Way.
No, because like Milky Way, you can have so many other candy bars that are so similar. You can get anything out of a Milky Way, like in like basically any other candy bar.
But
Kit Kat, nothing compares.
Exactly. There's nothing like a Tic Tac. Listen to me, Kit Kat. Kit Kats are like just so good.
Okay. Well, are we talking about like all the flavors of a Kit Kat? Because mostly, the white chocolate Kit Kats are really good.
Oh, I agree. Those That's are so
true.
Good.
That's true.
Also, the dark chocolate Kit Kats are
the
good.
The dark chocolate Milky Ways are also really good.
Okay, I've but never Milky had Way, let's also think about it this way. Milky Way only offers like the two flavors, the milk chocolate Milky Way and the dark chocolate Milky Way, whereas Kit Kat, you got green tea. I'm pretty sure there's like strawberry.
Oh,
like,
yeah, the strawberry ones are good.
Cookies and cream. Like, there's like so many flavors.
Kit Kats are boring. Really I'm really sorry to inform you.
They're not boring.
I'm going to have to actually change my vote to Kit Kat. If we're considering like all flavors and like they're in like a bowl and I have a choice between flavors of Kit Kats and then Milky Ways, then I'd be like, I'm going to take the Kit Kat.
Exactly. There we go. That's how God intended.
Side note, Jack is also here. He's in the background, but he just looked at me and said he agreed with me.
Okay, well, he also picked three messages.
Okay, he also can't eat Kit Kats. Let's
celiac squad. All right. So lastly, on our chocolate side, we have Snickers versus M&Ms.
Snickers.
Snickers, yeah.
All right, good. We're all on the same page here.
Yeah. M&Ms are like,
they're good if you're right.
Snickers
is
just the perfect candy bar.
I love Snickers.
That's what I'm rooting for.
Okay. Mm. Are we going to move on now to the other bracket?
Yeah, fruity. Yeah, so we're going to move on here to the fruit side.
The fruits.
So we got Nerds versus like generic like Lollipop, Blow Pop, Dum Dum, whatever your preference is.
I think Lollipops.
Lollipops.
Nerds.
Lollipops.
All right. I mean, even though you guys are wrong.
Why
are you
not going to debate?
I don't like lollipops, though. Like, I don't like either of these. I like chocolate better than, like, fruity candies and, like, lollipops.
Yeah, but Nerds.
I've never had them, to be honest with you.
Nerds are bad.
So I'm not even.
Nerds are so good. And also, a little sidetrack, during Hurricane Katrina, I mean, Hurricane whatever, Sandy.
We didn't get hit. Oh, my God. I'm not even gonna say anything.
Sorry, just thinking about tortillas, I guess.
Oh God.
During Hurricane Sandy, it was like in October, and we like had all our Halloween candy and whatever, and like I was at my friend Nicole's house, and I ate the Nerds, and then I ate the box, and she hasn't let me live it down. Anyway,
why'd you eat the box?
Starburst versus Skittles.
No. We're not done. Why'd you eat the box?
Like, on purpose?
Yeah, on purpose. I ate the whole thing.
Okay,
guys, so real question. Do you eat your Nerds with or without the shell?
Okay, guys, so that's the last episode of Tef Talk.
All right. Settle down.
God.
Starburst or Skittles?
Starburst.
Skittles are... Don't talk to me. Stop watching this podcast right now if you like Skittles.
Watching?
Shut up, Stephanie. I'm trying to make a point.
Exit the tab.
I'm going to have to ask you to please exit the tab if you like Skittles. Skittles are the most disgusting thing.
They're gross.
We'll be blocking anyone who disagrees.
We're blocking people who like Skittles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Now that that's out of the way.
All right, next one is Laffy Taffy versus the like little rainbow Airhead Extremes.
Laffy Taffy.
What?
Are you?
Laffy Taffy is
out
plastic.
Of your mind?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, Laffy Taffy is plastic.
I don't know. Disgusting. I just like I don't like it, but I have like better memories with Laffy Taffy, and I have no memories with Airhead Extremes.
So what you're saying is you're biased.
Yeah, I am saying I'm biased. Just like we're all biased against Skittles, I can be biased towards
Laffy. I'm not biased against Skittles. Skittles are bad. I don't have
memories. All right, but maybe one person out there, some little child, likes their Skittles.
What children are listening to this podcast?
I don't know.
Hopefully none. Anyway, Airhead Extreme.
Airhead Extremes.
Okay, fine.
Sorry about it.
I've never had it, so go ahead.
So good. Aunt, your life will be changed.
Okay.
All right, next up.
That's what they all say.
Sour Patch Kids, either regular or watermelon. Versus Swedish
this
fish.
This is going to get intense, I feel
Swedish
like.
Fish.
Sour disgusting.
No.
Patch. Sour patch.
No,
Stephanie.
Swedish fish.
Swedish fish are the texture of wax.
They're not.
What are you talking about? They're so good.
They're bad fruit snacks.
They're like cherry cough medicine.
Exactly.
But like wax, like the texture of wax.
They're
disgusting.
So good.
Sour patch.
I like Swedish fish.
Well,
but
do you eat like stale Swedish fish?
I don't eat Swedish fish because I'm not a sinner. I was born in the light of God.
Original sin. Eating original Swedish fish.
We all thought it was an apple, but it wasn't. It was a Swedish fish. Eve ate a Swedish fish, and now we're condemned to a life.
Swedish fish are delicious.
I like Swedish fish.
Steph, what was the other one? Sour Patch Kids?
Sour Patch Kids. Regular or watermelon. Sour Patch Kids offers more.
Watermelon is really good.
Packaging is a lot
more
interesting, too.
Have you guys had the strawberry Sour Patch Kids?
No.
They're amazing.
I can only imagine. Anything strawberry flavored.
I'm going to be honest with you. I had my first Sour Patch Kid 2 weeks ago. at a band, yeah, at a band competition.
You've never had them?
Because Jack Rubenstein and Logan Bogomo, shout out to them, got me a pack of Sour Patch Kids. I'm like, I've never had these before. So I went home and I opened it and I ate it. I'm like, these are.
Why are you on this episode if you've never had any candy in your life besides like Swedish Fish?
I think Jack would be more useful.
You know,
and Kit Kats.
That's such a lie. All right, look. If you know Jack Cunningham, you know that he's not useful. That is the furthest thing from what Jack is useful.
Damn. Oh my god,
that's tough. He's got such an offended face on right now. Anyway, Sour Patch Kids, Steph, right. You're the deciding vote here.
Oh no. Oh, Steph hates being the decided vote. So it's like, this. I don't want to make anyone
she's
mad.
She's going to explode.
I don't know what to do.
It's not that deep.
She's going to have an aneurysm. And you're just going to hear, and then that's Stephanie.
I'm going to have to go with Swedish Fish. I'm so sorry.
That is disgusting.
I like Swedish Fish a lot.
All right, since we already did our debating on this subject, I guess we're going to have to ask Jack.
The ginger.
Jack, what do you think?
What is her?
What's the final consensus?
He said no! Oh,
no!
The kids.
All right, Sour Patch Kids.
Think
moves
of the
on.
Children.
Now we're on round two.
All right.
Okay, back to chocolate.
All right, back to chocolate. Twix versus Reese's.
Twix.
Twix.
Twix. Twix.
Reese's is my favorite candy, by the way.
Okay,
so, like,
well,
of course it is.
Okay, I see where you're coming.
Twix. Of course it is. Reese's would be your favorite candy.
Why?
Packaging matches your hair.
All right, there's also like a lot of garbage inside of Reese's. Just like there's like a lot of garbage inside of Cattropia. So.
Oh, thank my you. God. All right, so I'll be leaving. This is my last episode on Tev Talk.
Hey, you better
Tev
get
Talks
out.
With Ava and Ann now.
Don't forget to recycle.
Okay. I do recycle.
Yeah, whatever. Garbage. Anyway.
Twix, I guess.
Twix. All right, it's
I like Twix, though. That's like my second.
Twix is fire.
Kit Kat right. Snickers.
Kit Kat versus Snickers.
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 No debate there.
All right. And then we got Lollipop versus Starburst.
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 I'm going Lollipop.
What? But you still lose.
I was about to say Lollipop, and I'm like,
eh. But
Starburst are good.
I feel like they're just more universally. I feel like Lollipops, like, you can go wrong with a Lollipop. You really can't go wrong with a
Starburst.
Yes,
you can. Yellow and orange Starbursts are the most disgusting things.
No, I don't think they're that bad. I don't think they're good.
They're not the worst things on this planet.
Starbursts are only good because of the pink and the red.
No, orange Starbursts are so good.
But Lollipops are only good because of root beer and bubble gum.
Root beer, no.
And cherry.
And cherry's all right.
And like the chocolate ones are good.
I don't like the chocolate ones.
Those are disgusting.
Those are pretty gross.
Orange ones are nasty. Like
if you're a candy and you're trying to mimic chocolate, just pick chocolate. Like, nobody
True.
Wants...
No, okay, chocolate that's facts.
I don't want that in my mouth.
But, like, if I'm in class, right, and I look in my backpack, and I got a Lollipop and a Starburst...
This is Halloween candy.
Yeah, but, like...
But this is Halloween candy. If someone offers you a bowl, and there's, like, stupid little dum-dums in there, and Starburst...
You take the Starburst.
You're gonna
take
the Starburst.
But I already got so many Starbursts tonight.
But it's 3-1.
All right,
yeah, 3-1.
Right,
win
one.
Anyway.
All right.
And that was a fun little debate.
I didn't do that against Reese's. You guys all unanimously voted Twix, and I went.
I don't care what you guys saying. I'm sucking on the pop. Anyway,
ew.
Airhead Extreme versus Sour Patch Kids. Airhead Extreme.
Airhead Extreme.
I don't have an opinion.
What?
I don't have.
That makes it 2-1.
No.
Since Ann's for sending his vote.
I mean, like,
Jeff,
I've.
Why would
well,
you
then again,
and make this a tie?
Then again, I've never had Airhead Extremes, but I have had a Sour Patch Kid 2 weeks ago, so I'm gonna have to go Sour Patch Kids. I don't know what the other one takes.
Oh my
god!
Like.
All right,
Jack.
He's gonna say Sour Patch Kids.
We're looking at Jack again, but
and he
we
says,
"Whoa, before we look
but, like,
to Jack,
don't really like consider my vote like a half a vote."
Before we look to Jack, let's debate this right now. All right, let's think. I mean, our Sour Patch Kids, you know, they're. They're shaped like kids, sure, but our Airheads Extreme, they're rainbow. Design factor.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Okay.
And they're just good. They're sour. Like, I like them.
So are Sour Patch.
I know, but they're better.
So,
they're extreme cats.
What do Sour Patch Kids, the Airhead Extremes, like, don't?
Like, strawberry flavor. The Airheads all... Sour Patch Kids have different flavors, and the Airhead Extreme is all the same flavor. There's no variety.
All right.
I don't want
I'm just going to have to go... Let's just count it 2-1. It's Airhead Extremes.
Wait, cats kind of got me on her side now.
Oh, God.
Okay, fine. Then do
with
Sour Patch Kids.
With the different flavors thing, I'm going to have to go Sour Patch Kids.
Yes!
Right, fine. I hate cats.
I'm so con...
Kidding, Kat, I love
you. All right,
you.
All right. Twix versus Snickers. Twix.
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 Fine.
Twix.
Well, that was easy.
All right.
It's my favorite candy bar. But
so who's facing off?
Starburst versus Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kids. Not even competition.
All right. And then, so our final poll. This is going to be bracket hard. Is Twix versus Sour Patch Kids.
Twix.
It's going to be Twix.
I told you Twix was going to win. We have a winner.
We all knew Twix was going to win from the start. It was all the stuff in between that
Twix
was going to matter.
I feel like, though, on Halloween, like I never go for like fruity candy just because I've never...
Chocolate. Fruity candy makes me feel so sick.
Yeah, exactly. That, and plus I've never, like, I don't know. I feel like my fruity candy to candy, chocolate candy.
I like chocolate candy better.
Like the ratio of like how much I've had in my life is way off.
Yeah, same.
Like I have lollipops when I go to like, I don't know, like the doctor's office or like freaking like bank or something.
Bank lollipops slap.
TD Bank's green and purple lollipops.
They
so
hit
good.
Different.
Y'all ever
so
had
good.
Those apple caramel lollipops?
No.
Okay, so
what did we learn today?
Twix is the superior candy.
The cat is full of garbage.
And check your wrappers.
Jack likes Sour Patch
Kids.
Jack is useless. That's what you guys learned today.
So that's all we have time for today for Tef Talk. Be sure to subscribe to the Wessex Wire on YouTube and all social media platforms. And yeah, we'll see you guys.
See you guys next time.
Bye. I love you.
Bye.
Why would you say bye? I love you.
I hate all of these people. What have we learned today?
What have we learned today?
None of these
people.
Like
any of my
the moral of the story.
I hate everyone.